Beyoncé's new album, Renaissance, is finally out. Her fans always expect a lot from Queen Bee, and she generally delivers. The single Break My Soul shot to the top of the charts when it was released last month and made Beyoncé the first female solo artist to have at least 20 top 10 hits. Those lyrics resonate for our next guest, Sean Harper, a professor at the University of Southern California. He's used Beyoncé's music to call attention to the frustrations of fellow Black scholars at predominantly white institutions. Beyoncé also means a lot to his friend, Professor Lori Patton Davis at The Ohio State University. She's used it to call attention to pay inequity for Black women scholars.
Give me my check. Put some respect on my check. Pay me inequity.
Pay me inequity.
Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad chick,
bad chick.
We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits.
Professor Sean Harper and Lori Patton Davis both join us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Good day. Thanks for having us.
So let me begin with you, Lori. What is the pay disparity that you were talking about when you brought up these lyrics from the Beyoncé song?
So I was referencing the significant labor for many Black women and their contributions in academia. And oftentimes they aren't respected. They aren't given the credit for their work. They aren't cited. And of course, aren't paid equitably in comparison to their colleagues. And so I thought Beyoncé's lyrics really sort of captured this notion of extensive labor and contributions without the recognition, and that these women deserve it, that I deserve it, you know, as a woman in the academy.
Let's go back to Break My Soul.
Now I just fell in love, and I just quit my job.
Sean, Lori thought of pay disparity, and you thought of a Black tax on Black scholars because of this lyric. Can you explain that?
So at many colleges and universities, it is a well-known, well-documented reality that Black professors have to work at least twice as hard to get half as far in terms of tenure and promotion and pay equity and advancement to senior level positions of leadership. But also part of the Black tax requires that we do the labor of being the token Black representative on way too many campus committees. It requires us to take on much heavier student advising loads, most especially Black women. Black faculty are ultimately penalized for doing that extra uncompensated labor at the expense of academic production.
So you related that to this lyric in Break My Soul. You also, I think, drew from it a little motivation to resist the Black tax. What's the impact made by connecting this very serious topic with a lyric from a pop song, and especially from Beyoncé?
The two of us, when we listen to Beyoncé songs, we can't sort of turn off the real work that we do in our everyday lives as scholars. You know, we just see tremendous application and resonance. And, you know, the first time I heard Break My Soul, I thought about the resilience and the resistance of Black professionals, both within and beyond higher education, to have their souls broken by the racism and the sexism and the homophobia and transphobia that, you know, so many of us experience in these contexts where we are so underrepresented.
And I would say, you know, Sean and I very much recognize the spaces that we're in to actually create the sort of academy and academic spaces that we weren't always privy to as we were coming through the academic ranks, right? And so the goal that we're trying to set is really building a foundation so that it's a better place for those who are following our pathway.
So, Sean, you gave one keynote speech that was entirely focused on Beyoncé's 2016 album Lemonade. That album started out as a response to her husband's infidelity, Jay-Z's infidelity. And the song Formation comes from that album.
My daddy, Alabama. Mama, Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama.
Sauce in my bag, swag.
I see it, I want it, want it. I shine yellow, want it, want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it.
So people might remember Beyoncé performing this song wearing Black Panther-style gear at the 2016 Super Bowl halftime show. She was quoted saying, "I hope I can create art that helps people heal, art that makes people feel proud of their struggle. Everyone experiences pain, but sometimes you need to be uncomfortable to transform." I wonder what that means to you.
Yeah, you know, I used Lemonade to invite a conversation with the audience. You know, it doesn't have to always be that the art just simply affirms pain and suffering that folks may be feeling in a marriage or in a workplace, but it can also be, you know, that the art provides a window for healing, right? Mm. That it provides a window for sense making of what has happened to someone that can ultimately become liberating for that person.
And Laura, you called Beyoncé a possibility model. What does that mean?
I look at her as someone who has really set the stage for what it means to be the best at what you're doing. My Instagram name is Loyance, right? I didn't come up with that. A student came up with that. I guess I'm supposed to be the Beyonce of higher education, right? I remember being told, you know, studying Black women is too narrow, right? I want those who wish to study and understand the experiences of Black women in education to understand that they too can, you know, study these things that resonate with them and that it's not too narrow, that it does have meaning and it does have significance. And so that's what I mean when I talk about Beyonce and, you know, this idea of possibility models, because I think she's really shown what it means to get on the stage, for example, at Coachella, right? Being the first Black woman to headline Coachella. I think if you don't see it, you know, you're less apt to think that it is possible. And so I think Beyonce is like an amazing possibility model and a huge inspiration in that regard.
And she never seems to take any of this lightly. I mean, she never does anything by half. Her performance at Coachella in 2018 was turned into a Netflix documentary that I've probably watched 12 times. Let's hear a little bit of her singing I Care.
I love that as the first Black woman to headline Coachella, Beyoncé went there and did what she wanted to do. She showed up there as her full, authentic, Black, unapologetic self. I loved every moment of it. I've watched it at least 100 times. It resonated with me not just as a Black scholar, but also as a very proud graduate of a historically Black university. I can guarantee you that the overwhelming majority of the people in the audience had no idea that the inspiration playing out in front of them on stage was inspired by an HBCU band performance. But that didn't matter to Beyoncé. I just love that she went into that largely white space as her full Black self.
So let's end this here in terms of this idea of full Black self. There's In past years, been debate over, I don't even know if we should dignify it by saying debate, but people have criticized her by saying she has succeeded partly because she's lighter skinned. And I wonder, Lori, when we consider Beyoncé's career in an academic way, what do you make of her place as a Black American icon?
For sure, she is at the top, right, when we think about Black icons. But there's a lyric in Formation where she says, "I twirl on them haters." Like, I think that sort of represents how she's able to go forth and do, you know, do her best in terms of performance, in terms of music. And she does it despite the haters that exist, right? She's going to do it anyway. And I'm just excited to see what's next from her as she continues to twirl.
Lori Patton Davis of Ohio State and Sean Harper of USC talking to us about the music of Beyoncé. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you for having us.